Good day and blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread comes from the book of Acts, chapters 29 through 39, and it reads, "When the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, 'Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside.' Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So they came and told them, saying, 'Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.' Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us.' But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.'" Verse 33. "When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill him. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, 'Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Thaddeus rose up, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who had obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God.'" Amen. Let's focus on those last two verses. "And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan is the work of men, it will come to nothing. If this plan is the work of men, it will come to nothing. Children of God, be of good cheer, because the plans of men will come to nothing." Verse 39. This is what gives us joy and excitement. "But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God." So he's letting them know, hey, if these guys are here because of God, you can't overthrow it, and you're going to be known to be fighting against God. But if they're here doing their own thing, it's going to come to nothing. "Be of good cheer. God's on our side, and he's got us." Good day to you. Pastor Tyron, signing off.